This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Kia ora te whanau, talo fa lava, ahlan o masahlan, ni hao, kam lo, yuvla everyone, wanakam, hei li khoshamadi, konnichiwa, annyeong haseyo, pula vinaka, malolele.
The Dunedin Multicultural Council is a non-profit organisation that works to support the multi-ethnic communities in Otipoti.
Since many of our members are migrants, we focus on providing opportunities to get to know people and develop new skills.
Set up networks and links with the wider community of Dunedin.
The challenge, all you gotta do is leave it better than you found it. It's gonna get difficult to stand, but hold your balance. I just say whatever, cause there is no way you're round it. Everyone falls down sometimes, but you just gotta know it'll all be fine. It's okay, it's okay, it's okay. When in dark, I walk around the neighborhood, feeling blessed, never stressed. Got that sunshine on my Sunday best. Hey. Some days you wake up and nothing works, you feel surrounded. Gotta give your feet some gravity to get you grounded. Keep good things inside your ears just like the waves and sound it. And just say whatever, cause there is no way you're grounded. Everyone falls down sometimes, but you just gotta know it'll all be fine. It's okay, it's okay, it's okay. Walk around the neighborhood, feeling blessed, never stressed. Got that sunshine on my Sunday best. Hey, feeling good, like I should. When in dark, walk around the neighborhood, feeling blessed, never stressed. Got that sunshine on my Sunday best.
Hey, you're listening to Dunedin Multicultural Council On Air. Lovely to have you with us on our program tonight. Hey, I've got a special guest with us in the studio with me, Margarita Tetumorang. And Margarita, can you tell us where you're from?
Hello. Yeah, so I'm from Indonesia originally. I was born in this little town called Siantar. And I grew up in Medan, which is the city with 2 million people. But then I have been traveling all around the world, including I have done some study in Sweden. And about 5 years ago, it brought me here to Dunedin, New Zealand. And I've been here ever since. That's a little bit about me.
As we've been doing a series on our executive committee of the Dunedin Multicultural Council, and Margarita came on board at our last AGM, which was in May. Was it May?
Yeah, I think
May,
it's about
May this year, May 2025. So she's a newbie with the Dunedin Multicultural Council. But you first started with us as a coordinator.
Yep, I did.
So we had Race Relations Week in March of this year, 2025, and our president was Salvinson, and you came on board. So what did you think of doing Race Relations Week?
The race relation was actually quite interesting, and yeah. I was able to see so many other multicultural people, which was fantastic, because many people say that Dunedin is so one culture. But no, apparently we have so many different cultures here. True. And it's actually quite fascinating and make me feel a little bit at home because I can see all the variety. And especially coming from Indonesia where we had 453 different tribes.
Oh, 453 tribes. Wow.
Yeah. So I'm used to all this diversity, all this different in unity, and looking at that in the Rears Relation Week, that was fantastic. Yeah,
I'm that's quite fascinated with how you told me that you've done a bit of study and traveled around the world.
Yes.
How did you end up in Sweden? Because Sweden's quite a big difference from going from Indonesia to Sweden.
Yes, that's true. But when I was in Indonesia, I finished my study and I know that I still want to study more. Like I'm just craving for new
information. Sorry, I just stopped you there. What were you studying in Indonesia?
Right. I studied architecture.
Architecture? Yeah. Oh, okay.
I studied architecture in Indonesia. And then I ended up working with a consulting company that works a lot with the government.
Yep.
And I see that we need a lot of new knowledge about how we can improve our governance and such. So I came up with this opportunity for a scholarship in Sweden. I applied for it and I got it. So awesome. I moved to Sweden. I did that for 2 years over there. And then...
And what were you doing there? What were you studying in Sweden?
When I was studying in Sweden, I studied urban design.
Oh, okay.
So that's sort of similar. Public space design, architecture, built environment. Yeah.
That's really awesome. And so from Sweden, where did you go from Sweden to New Zealand?
Yes. Yeah. So I go straight from Sweden, finishing my master there, come here to do my PhD. And I've been here ever since.
And did you do your PhD here at Otago?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Okay. Yeah, one of our biggest draw cards for people around the world is our university.
Precisely. Yeah. The university brings so many multicultural people. So Dunedin being one culture is not true.
Yeah, you're right there. And I've had so many conversations on this radio program about the diversity in Dunedin. You know, and it's quite cool. Dunedin's a great city to live in too.
Yeah.
Yeah. You said you've been in Dunedin for how long?
It's about 5 years.
5 years?
No, actually almost 6 years by February came, so five and a half. Yeah.
So getting back to Dunedin Multicultural Council, how did you end up being on the council?
Yeah. So my first encounter with the council was back in 2022, there is a HUI. And at that time, I was representing my Indonesian community to be part of the HUI.
Yeah.
And that's my very first encounter with the MCC. And then after that, I was invited to give some speech through the youth council for a Rangitaha event or something about the youth council back in the day, about racism or something like that. I don't really remember, but that was also another encounter I have with Dunedin Multicultural. And ever since then, I know that we have this council of multicultural that care about the multicultural people in Dunedin.
Yeah.
And when there is this advertising coming up about the MCC looking for a coordinator for Race Relations Week back in last year, I think.
Yeah, it was last year,
I was like, okay, this is such a cool council or cool organization. I want to work with them. I want to help them. I want to be part of them.
Yeah.
So I applied for it. At the time, I didn't get it one way or another. But not long after that, I think about the end of February, I was invited to be the coordinator for the Race Relations Week. So I just like straight jumped to it and then try to do my best to coordinate the event. So yeah, that's my first encounter. And now we have the AGM. Yeah. I was there looking at how it's going. And then I got invited to be the executive member. And I was like, cool, I'm happy to be part of it.
That's great. Hey, to our listeners, to our guests that I have in the studio here, I asked them what songs they would like to have on our program. So that first song that opened our show was Sunday Best by a group called Surfaces, who I've never heard. So thank you for introducing me to them. And we're about to listen to another music pick by Margarita, which is, what is it called? Living My Best by Adam Levine.
No, that's by Ben Rector.
Oh, sorry, Ben Rector. Okay. So Living My Best by Ben Rector.
Yeah.
endorsed by Ben Rector.
This house is now a litany. Things I thought I'd never be. Man who has opinions on an ottoman, among other things. I used to think I'd miss the road. The crushing fame, the sold out shows. I just sing head, shoulders, knees and toes like I'd forgotten them. But I'm alive. Baby, I'm thriving. Yeah, I'm living my best life. I wake up with the sunrise. It does not look a thing like I thought that it would, but I've been getting my steps in, and I sleep with my best friend. It's the best that it has been in a long time. I'm living my best life. Sometimes this sucks to tell the truth. And I took it hard like people do. But I'm learning how to eat the fruit that is in season. Never thought I'd be a grown ass man. But you know what they say, a best laid plans. Now I'm holding on to my daughter's hand. I've got a reason to be alive.
Welcome to Dunedin Multicultural on Council on Air. You're listening to Ben Rector and Living My Best. I've got Margarita Sitamorang in the studio with me, and we've been talking about Dunedin Multicultural Council. Let's talk about some of the programs that are running. You're involved with Chai and Chat. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, thank you. Chai and Chat, it's a program that we run for women of multicultural. We meet every month, every third Friday of the month in Dunedin Community House. We are doing several things, such as we are chatting, because it's in the title itself, Chai and Chat.
Chai and Chat, of course.
Yeah, but we also currently looking for a volunteer, but also we are looking for more ideas of what we can do as a woman in our multicultural community. So if you are listening and you are interested in doing something with the women of multicultural, come and see us every third Friday at Dunedin Community House from 12:30 to 2 p.m.
So the Dunedin Community House is just beside the Octagon on Princess Street, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, so it's in the Dunedin Community House building, so just south of the Octagon. let's try and chat. We have another couple of programs that we run with Dunedin Multicultural Council. One of them is Heart and Soil, which is at Musselburgh School, which is doing very well. We've got a great coordinator there, Sue Novell, who we'll have on our program coming up. And we also have a new program. Well, it's not new. It's been running, but then when we changed governance in the committee, it stopped. So we want to bring that back, which was doing really well. Men with Mana, which is basically we're cooking food and talking about men's things and another multicultural council initiative. I've been to a few of them and they've been really great. So we look forward to bringing that back again. And which is November, third week of November, we'll be starting that back with that again. And Margarita will be on board doing our marketing and stuff for that.
Yep, looking forward to it.
It's been quite an interesting year with our new executive going from the old into the new. And I'm looking forward to the new things that we're going to come up with. So what do you see for the future? What for your role or your future with Dunedin Multicultural Council?
Yeah, I'm also looking forward to how this new thing that we are going to create together as the executive members for the council. I'm really looking forward to more and more active partnership or active involvement from our multicultural community for our program. Yeah. So I'm very much looking forward to have more people to get involved, to come to the Men with Mana, the Chai and Chat, and also the Heart and Soil, because we do this for our community and we want them to be part of it. Absolutely.
Yeah. And we have such an awesome community here in Dunedin. And I was talking to one of our guest speakers on our program, and they said to me, the beautiful thing about being in Dunedin is you can get to most places in 15 minutes.
Yes.
Because we've both lived in big cities and we know what it's like being in traffic jams and taking an hour or more to go to work or come home. So, I mean, we're really lucky to be here in Dunedin in this real diverse city of cultures and arts. And, so thank you, Margarita, for being with us. So we got one more song that you chose and maybe you can introduce it.
Yeah, thank you. This song called Good Mood from Adam Levine. This is a soundtrack and I love it because it's very upbeat and it brings you some joy, and hopefully it also for you.
Take care.
You make me dance, yeah you do. You got my heart beating rhythm when you move. Don't need no plans, feeling loose. Like there's a rainbow of magic next to you.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.